Bima, which is an area which is a little bit higher up than the rest of the shul, used either for Pichas Kohenim or where they read the Sefer Torah from. It doesn't have any Kedusha, more than the rest of the shul, but since it's part of the shul, it has Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. On Kodesh, anything that's made for the Sefer Torah, if you make lachatchila condition, that when you make it in the first place, you say that you want it to be used also for things that are not Kodesh, then you could use it also for things that don't have Kedusha. Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't use it for Tashas Megunah, something that's very not honorable. The Ramah says, Nogi lehenes bekamanos vizive kedushas kagoyin mitpochas shal svarim l'shulchan shabesek knesses umilin shal sefer Torah. There's a minute to use different things that are used for the sefer Torah also for other uses, like the cloth around the sefer Torah, or the nima that the sefer Torah is put on. Of course, the tamish from the kim, the logu kain, the evshah, the zoy, they visit mas nolem. So we're talking about something that's set aside not for the Sefer Torah in one's private home, then he could be careful. But if it's in a public area, then since it's people inevitably will be putting things on the bima, for example, to make it tanai, that it can be used for dvarim that are not Sefer Torah itself, to put the stucco box, different things on it. Even if they did not say Feirish or Tanai, Ki'ilo Hitnu Domei, it's assumed that it's automatic that such a tnai is made. Lachatchila, one gives over something to the shul for these uses, should make an explicit tnai that it can be used also in Tibri Chol.